All right, everybody, getting ready to begin here. So just moving my microphone up here so you guys will able to hear me do this show. So let's everybody is able to hear me very, very well. So they're getting this all on the way. Hello, everybody here. My name is Ben Yuko with Zelwanti Media Enterprises. Welcome to the current event show special on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. I wanted to say thank you to all the Twins baseball team, the fans of last week's game, and we're going to do it again today. Because that's what I'm going to first start off. I want to first start off the important ways we're going to win this game today is the fan engagement. Because fan engagement has been number one, and it was the big factor of last week. And it has to be the big factor today. Because when you have a home field advantage, you saw how Baltimore couldn't get it done. They're not getting there. They're getting 2-0 LA. No fan engagement. Nothing getting done. They're about to be swept by Arizona. But we're showing how it's done. Minnesota Twins are showing how it's done. Because when they come with that fan engagement and they come rough and the horrible in that us, they don't know what to do. That's what happened last week with that game when I was there a little bit late. The last game, the wild card game at home. That was scary. Last week. And that's good. That's what Toronto couldn't have. And they were just so much into the game all game long. And that's what the important thing about this whole thing is very, very important. Is the fan engagement is very, very key here. It's the biggest important thing how we won the first two games. Especially that game two was extreme. Totally extreme of the game. And that was what really got us engaged of what we are going to do next. The next thing to do, we need to intensify it. We need to intensify it more and more. And that's what the Twins have. That's what the Twins fans need to do. Twin fans are going to need to be so intensified and so be aware of what's going to happen. Every time that pitch count goes down, you should be screaming every time when that starts. Every time it starts, start yelling at their batters. Because you make them not concentrate. That's a good thing about home field. Make sure that the best hitters don't hit no home runs. That's what's going to happen. Because you heard Dusty Baker may not bring Verlander back until game five. Oh, that's very interesting. Why? Why would he do that? Because you know why? Because it will give him a better. Because if he brought him in that game, he'll get the shit blown out of him. He'll get blown right out of there. And that's exactly what's going to happen when it comes down to a game four. That will be the game. Once we win the day, we're going to blow them out super harder. When it comes down to game four. We're giving them a good series, but they don't want to come here. They don't want to. This is the only place that they fought. They estimated Minnesota. They fought. They estimated. They underestimated. I think, we're just going to sweep them. We're going to give them one game. Then we're going to bring it back. No. We're bringing them back because we're going to bring it harder and harder and harder and harder. That's what's happening. That's what's going to happen with this Twins team. Don't make me come out there. What we done I done last week. And here's a little secret. I had a lot to do with that. To make sure it's done. Now it's your guys' turn. Carry the ball. Cause I'm gonna be watching doing my work today. That's the important thing about the Twins. You gotta be engaged. Your team's gotta be engaged. Everybody's gotta be engaged. The people have to be engaged. This is about engagement and strength and numbers. That's what the Twins have to do today. is strengths and numbers. That's what the goal is. That's how you get. That's how you're gonna win. That's how you're gonna win games. The Twins gotta win strength of numbers. You have to be consistent. You have to be hard work. You have to be dedicated to win the game. So the fan engagement is key. Number two, we need to talk about offense. We need to get those runs. We need to get those when they're on base, especially when they're on third base. Get the runs important when they need them, when it's at least one out. Because you don't want to get a situation when there's a ground out, then there's a double play, and that ends the inning. That kills us. So hitters, we have to be ready to hit the ball today. That's the key. Hitting the ball is the key. We got to hit the ball. We have to hit the ball, hit the ball, hit the ball, hit the ball. You got to hit the ball today. That's what the most important thing about it. Okay. Honestly, if they lose this game, if they lose, because Texas has their game here tonight. To be honest, if Texas goes in there and they beat them there and finish the job there, they're done. They're done. Baltimore will be so eliminated. Then we get our game in the evening, and that's where I really want. So let's go over the freaking ask questions that people were saying. Who asked Kristen Carrera, Javier threw 6 scoreless innings of 5 regular seasons to Arizona, 3 hits by striking out 4 of the Astros. 1 year. So yeah, so he's gonna have. So now, no, we gotta make sure that their starting pitching is going to be tested. Of course it's going to be tested. Watch. Listen to this. When the Astros roasted to the postseason last year, 11-2, with the second world title in 16, they did it on the strength of their with some big clutch hits. Alvarez, Jeremy Pineda, and others. So the bullpen is going to be a key thing. But again, against the Twins, it's going to be tested. So yeah, he might. So they don't have the best pitching in depth right now. So they'll get a lot worked. So I we got a good advantage there. So we'll use that in the advantage of what it is. So let's see what these chipmunks. Now they let me play two clubs. First one, I'm gonna play this one with the Twins. I'm gonna try to get this. Try to get it to the Twins real quick. Give me a second. Here it is. Oh, give me a second.
Against Sonny Gray, who gave you 5 pretty good innings against Toronto in game 2 last week in the wild card round. Then tonight in Texas, Eovaldi will pitch, knows his way around a big game against Kramer, who gets the start. I mean, listen, I think Minnesota Houston's going to a 5th game. The Astros have been very good on the road, too much moxie. I think they've figured out a way to win one. And I think Minnesota is good in that building. Correa, they're going to pitch Ryan tomorrow. I think they'll win one, too. I think you're going to be there on Friday night in Houston with the game 5. And I think that's a toss-up game. The Now, the Astros will turn around there and pitch. Let's see, who will they pitch? I guess Verlander, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I guess Verlander will go in that game. Would Verlander will pitch in that game. But, I mean, I can see anybody winning game five. But from a standpoint of the next two, I think they're split. Now, listen, my philosophy, if I'm a road team here and I got to win one, I don't want to fool around and wait until the next day. All right, I don't want to play that elimination game away from my building because they can get away from you pretty quick. They lose today, crowds into it, Twins break out to a 2-0 lead tomorrow, and all of a sudden they're counting out to Target Field. That's what happened to Blue Jays last week. And, you know, you don't want to, though the Astros have all this moxie and poise, and they've won so much, you know, they're going to feel it a little bit. So today would be my suggestion for them. And I think the Orioles, I mean, listen, they haven't been swept in a million years. I mean, was it about 85 in a row as far as the series are concerned? They did bounce back.
No, they're going to be swept. This is so embarrassing. This is one of the best teams in baseball, and you get swept. Wow. You're about to be worked. Now, that's why I love Roy Lewis. I want them to have their little pieces.
NTT Ballpark Cam, game through the ALDS will take place at Target Field as the Twins are two victories away from their first ALCS appearance since 2002. Pablo Lopez, 7 innings, no runs, and Carlos Correa, 3-for-4, 2 doubles, 3 RBI. Both those guys have been terrific so far, as has Royce Lewis. And if ever there was a story, Dan O'Dowd, about perseverance and resilience, this young man is it. He was the number one overall pick, has battled severe injuries, and now he's getting his moment to shine. He's been terrific.
Yeah, I'd like to take you back to 2017.
And I want to stop it before we can continue. Just remember, I just looked at the lineup today, earlier. They just put Royce Lewis back at third base. So we're getting the job done. So get ready.
He was 1-1 in that year's draft. It was a year where there wasn't a clear consensus number one pick. Hunter Green got taken 2, Mackenzie Gore 3, Brendan McKay 4, Kyle Wright was 5. But the Twins got it right because this young man has got clear consensus talent. He's a shortstop, played some third, played some center field. He's grown physically. And you're right, that man, if he hadn't had the 2 ACL injuries, this year he had an oblique and a hamstring. I mean, you look at just how the body is filled. What we didn't project on him as a young high school player is the power that's come. But this is a lethal, lethal bat. I talk about players. I put them in categories. They become special when they're aircraft carriers. Royce Lewis is an aircraft carrier in the middle of this lineup. And we're going to... H is now going to break him down to actually see how his swing makes him such a special talent.
Yeah, ready for takeoff. The aircraft carrier, that's Royce Lewis. H, from his path to majors to his swing path, what do you got?
No doubt about it. I think the number one thing when I see great players, and I think Royce Lewis is going to be in that category, you don't really mess with them. When they come up to the big leagues or when you sign them, they have fundamental things in their swing to do, whether it's Mike Trout, Griffey, on. So I want to take you to Royce Lewis. Take you back. Dan did such a great job explaining his past history. But let's look at game one. We've been watching him hit home runs, pulling the baseball, being able to shoot it to right field. He's doing everything you want somebody to do when you get to the plate. Here's a ball in right center field. Looks like a left-hander hit it. Hits in the upper deck facade. Why is he able to get that great finish? Well, this is him in high school. All right? He's getting the ball out there, getting through the zone. Well, look at this one a little bit closer. This is about a month before the draft. He gets here, and now he's able to stay through the ball. A lot of guys cut it off, and even there, he cut his swing off a little bit. What he's doing now, if I were to put a T here, this is the ball inside that he's going to be able to take and shoot the other way. He could hit it here, or I could put a T out there. He's still going to be able to do it. So how do you do that? How do you get to that point where you're not cutting your swing off? This is the one he pulls, I'm sorry. This just collapses inside here. This one, he stays extended through. And if he was to take that swing, he continues to stay through it. So using my own self as an example, all right? And a lot of people do this. Ignore the home plate because I wouldn't stand this far out. But purposes of this, I'm going to set this multi-T up here. I had a scout named Jeff Malinoff who drafted me. And when I hit left-handed, I would get here. And I would hook my swing off. And all of a sudden, I was like, how do I get my path? So even right-handed, I'd get here and I'd cut my swing off. You see people cutting their swing off. A lot of people are trying to teach this, stay here, keep your hands here. This will force you to stay up the middle, all that stuff. You don't need to do all that. It's real simple. So imagine I'm trying to hit this ball right here. okay? I get there, and I can hit that ball. But what happens if I'm trying to reach that ball right there, I would get here, and I can't reach it because I changed my path. So what we started doing a lot was put three balls down here, and now I'm going to hit this ball, and this ball, and all I'm doing is making me finish my swing instead of cutting it off. Let's see if I can pull it off. All right? All I'm doing is stand right through that the whole way, and I'm not cutting my swing off, and this tells me, am I able to stay with it? When I first started doing stuff like this, I could hit this ball, and then I'd hook off, and I'd leave two up there. Or I'd stay here, and I'd hook off and leave a fall one out there. But this forces me to stay in my swing all the way through. We talk about launch angles, paths, all those things. That's not new terminology. It's just called staying through the ball. It's what we used to call it. So let me do it one more time. All right? I'm staying right through that ball, finishing it, boom, that way. And then you like that?
I love that, Ace. I'm going to get some hitting drills with you.
No, you see the whole way. You see how he was hitting the ball? Just hitting it right. And that's what we're going to hitters. We're going to have to hit. We're going to be consistent hitters today. Watch the ball. Watch your pitches. Watch all those things. Watch his major pitches that needs to get done. Hit the ball. Play great infield. Play out great. Make plays. Critical plays. We're going to need them. Because that needs to know what we're going to do. Because this is what we got to do today. So that's what has to happen, and we are a great team to bring something like this in the long run. So everybody should just realize that this Twins team is great to hear, and I am so excited to bring that to the get. Okay. That's all I got for you today. Thank you very much. Let's go, Twins. Let's go, Twins. I just mentioned three major things. The fan base, the offense, and the infield are going to things, critical things we're going to need to fix today, okay? Thank you. Have a good day. Go Twins. Bye-bye.